The Gemara Masechta Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. The Tanya, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Mitzvah lozon es habonis. A person has an obligation to support his daughters. For Kal Chomer, and certainly he has an obligation, Labonim, to support his sons. Daski b'Torah, because they're learning Torah. That's the opinion Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitzvah lozon es habonim, for Kal Chomer labonis. There's more of an obligation to support daughters according to Rabbi Yehuda than sons, and the reason is Deloy Latzlan. As is quite apparent in the Gemaras that we're learning, it's embarrassing for the girls to have to go to collect staka on their own behalf, and certainly a father doesn't want to put his daughters into such a situation. And therefore, he's certainly more concerned that his daughters should be supported, he should use his money for his daughters than for his son. The Rashbam explains that the obligation to support one's children before anyone else is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya that says "Mipsorcha al tesalim," and as the pasuk in Yeshaya, and as the Radak explains that pasuk, the closer this individual is your relative, the more of an obligation you have to support him. The Chasam Sofer brings to what Rameya says in our Gemara that one has more of an obligation to support sons over daughters. He says, based on what we said, that it's embarrassing for girls to have to go ask for tzedakah. The pasuk says, "V'yotza imach hu uban of imay." And Rashi explains, from here we see that an owner has an obligation to support not just his Eved Ivri, but his children as well. And the Rabban explains why. The Rabban explains, because a father normally supports his children. And here, if this individual was sold as an Eved, so who's going to support his children? Therefore, we see that it must be that the owner, when he took upon himself this individual as an Eved, he has to support the children of his Eved. Furthermore, our Gemara that says that there's, according to Rameya, more of an obligation for sons over daughters because sons learn Torah. So it would seem that even though we learned a number of times in our Masechta that when we speak about Hilchas Yerusha, we don't differentiate between sons who are learning Torah versus sons who are not learning Torah, as the Gemara said quite clearly on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis, that Admon, in trying to understand the opinion of Admon in our Mishnah, so the Gemara wanted to say, Is there going to be a difference when it comes to Yerusha between sons who are learning and sons who are not learning? And that's why, as we quoted in previous Shiurim, the opinion of the Ramah, that what is the right thing to do with one's Yerusha money? The right thing to do with one's Yerusha money is to do what the Torah said to do with Yerusha money. So again, we clearly see that there is no difference when it comes to Hilchos Yerusha between sons who are learning and sons who are not learning. But here, asks Rabbi Chanan, it's quite clear that the advantage of sons over daughters is clearly the fact that they're learning. So we see that even though when it comes to Yerusha, it doesn't make a difference, when it comes to the mitzvah of support, there is a point to support the children who are learning before the children who are not learning. The Pashta Nafkamina, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, is if there's only limited funds, so what should you use the money for? The sons or the daughters? Ramei is going with the opinion that the boys come first since they learn Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the girls come first, as we explained that they shouldn't be embarrassed with the need to go collect tzedakah. The Chasdei David brings another nafkamina. What would be the halacha if there's a girl, that there is money that won't require that the girl should have to be embarrassed to go collect money? Then it could be that everybody will agree that the boys come first. Because the whole reason Rabbi Yehuda says the girls come first is that they shouldn't be embarrassed. If they're not going to be embarrassed, maybe he will agree to Rameya that those that learn Torah come first. Or the other way around, if there are only sons, but those sons aren't learning Torah. So according to Reb Meir, the whole advantage of boys over girls is because boys are learning Torah, as we're explaining. But if the boys aren't learning Torah, then maybe Reb Meir will agree with Reb Yehuda that the girls will go first. As we look in Shulchan Aruch to discuss the obligation of a parent to support children, and not only the obligation to support children, but what's most relevant to the shiur that we're giving now is, can one use Maisa funds, tzedakah funds, for supporting one's children? For first we look at a halacha in Eben Ezer. The halacha is in Eben Ezer, Simen Ayin Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Odom Lozov Ubonov Ubenoisov. A person's obligated to support his sons and daughters until they're 6 years old. Even if they have independent money that they got a Yerusha from a grandparent. After 6 years old, mitakonis chachamim, ashigdulu. There's a takonis chachamim that you should continue supporting them until they become adults. V'mlai rotza, and if a father refuses to support his children, goyrim boy, we scream at him. Or machlim boy, and we embarrass him. Or paitzrim boy, and we keep at him. V'mlai rotza, and if he still doesn't, we make a public announcement. This person is very rude, very has no rachmanis, he's mean. And he doesn't want to support his children. He's even less than a non-kosher bird. The bird does know that it has to support its young children. We can't force him. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, when can we force them? When he doesn't have his own independent money. If he has money, so when Bezin has the ability, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the person has that financial ability to support his children and he is refusing to, we take money away from him by force. Says the Rimah, the Dafkalini Mosnoin is Habanus. When can we do this? That's for support. We can't force him and take money from him forcefully to support, to marry off his daughters. Va'afa bi shemitzah lite lebitay ledunya ruya, even though it's most, it's a mitzvah to give a daughter whatever she needs to be able to marry her off. We don't force it. Give, we can only take from him what he's willing to give. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel, Hilchus Stoka, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanois Labona Labnois Vagdoilim, Shana Chayvin is in the same. If somebody is giving money to his adult children, whom he no longer has the obligation to support, today, Lamanis Abonim Torah, because his goal is to teach his sons Torah, Lahanik Abonis Bederach Yishora, or to make teach the girls to go on the right way. V'keren Nois Matonis La'oviv, V'am Tzrichon Lahem, he gives money to support his father who needs that money. Hareza B'chlal Tzedakah, that's included in Tzedakah. V'loyoyt, El Shetzorach Lahagdima La'acherim, he should give them before he gives others. Even if it's not a son or a father, it's just a relative. Relatives come first. A paternal brother comes before maternal brother. Poor people from his family come before poor people in the town. And the poor people in his community come before poor people in another community. If there are poor people collecting tzedakah in the town, the people who live here come first. Says the Shulchan Aruch, however, people living at Israel come before Chutz La'aretz. And then the Ramah says, Panasasa is atzmai kedem l'chol adam. Taking care of oneself comes before anyone else. V'ayin achayiv losa tzedakah, and one is not obligated to give tzedakah, ach yilei panasasa, until he first knows that he has his own panasa. V'akach yagnim panasas ovi v'imai, imheim aniyim. After he has for himself, he should give for his parents. V'ayin koimim l'panasas bonov. They come before his children. V'akach bonov, then afterwards come his children. V'hem koid melachav, his children come before his brothers. V'hem koid melashakroivim, his brothers come before other relatives. V'akroivim koid melashchenov, and relatives come before neighbors. V'shchenov lanchi iroi, and neighbors come before the people who live in his city. Vanchi ira lira cheres, the people in a city come before people of another city. Vuadin im hushvuim tzorach lav daisa. Says Ramah, this order that the Ramah has just established, that is the same halacha. That is the same halacha that applies when we're speaking about tinyan shvuim, redeeming somebody from being in prison. This is the order. This is the order that should be followed. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, teaches us, Ashrei Shomer Mishpat, Oysa Tzedaka B'chol Eis, tells us the Gemara, Zeh Hazon Bonov U'Benois U'Kshen K'tanim. That's somebody who supports his children when they're young. So, it's clear that certainly supporting one's children until 6 years old, one may not use Maisa funds because it's a davar shebechayva. It's something that you're obligated to do. And you can't use Maisa funds for something that you're obligated to do. Where there's a very big machloikis is what about children who are above 6 years old? The opinion of the Taz is that even children who are above 6 years old, once Chazal said that one is obligated to support them, he cannot use stock of funds. And I saw that the Shaz of Tshuvas, Tshuva Mahava, brings a very nice raya to the opinion of the Taz. He says that the Gemara says, Bavoin Stoka Bonav Mason Kshem Ktanim. What does that mean? Why do young children die because parents don't give tzedakah? So he says, what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody goes and takes tzedakah money to use for, if somebody goes and uses tzedakah money to support his children, that is the reason that his children will die. Ramosha, in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Yerudei Chelik Aleph Simen Kufnim Gimel, says that Bezman Azeh, since one is obligated to support one's wife, and nobody could argue that supporting one's wife you could use stock money, since children are together with their mother until they're grown up by law, so the supporting of the children is connected to the supporting of a wife, and since the supporting of a wife is you're obligated to do, so too is an obligation to support your children. The Shach, however, this Taz is in Yoridei Simen Resh Mem that Tes Sifkot and Aleph. However, the Shach there in Sifkot and Gimel quotes a Tshuvas Meratenberg that says that after a child is 6 years old, you could support him from stock of money. And his raya is what we just learned from his raya is what we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Resh Nun Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, where there it's quite clear that supporting a child is considered tzedakah. And not only that, it was quite clear that supporting a child only comes in line after supporting a parent.